Welcome to 9to5Mac Daily for Friday, February 22nd, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. We've got a few updates to round out the week, starting with a DigiTimes report claiming Apple's 2020 iPhone could be the first to use a 5-nanometer fab process, down from the current 7-nanometer process in the iPhone X and iPhone XS. A smaller fabrication size generally means more power efficiency and space for more transistors in the same surface area, which leads to higher performance. A leap to 5 nanometers would also be notable because Apple was one of the first companies to ship 7 nanometers at scale with the iPhone 8 and iPhone 10 processor. Apple's iPhone 11 this year, however, is not expected to make the leap yet. And if you want to use your Mac with an upgraded external GPU to increase your graphics processing power, Apple has officially added support for the Sonnet Radeon RX 560 and 570 EGFX breakaway puck, joining Blackmagic's eGPU and eGPU Pro. Sonnet's eGPU retails for around $400. And in China, Apple is introducing a new finance plan through a partnership with Alipay to hopefully increase iPhone sales in the region. The partnership offers interest-free loans over 24 months on iPhone 8 and newer. Apple reported fewer than expected iPhone upgrades last quarter, especially in China. And in Texas, Apple may be forced to close 2 Apple stores in the Dallas area due to patent litigation. Opening a single replacement location in a nearby mall just out of the jurisdiction of the patent's reach. Michael Stieber has the details on 9to5mac.com. And in Pokemon Go, players will soon be able to change teams in the game for the first time for a price. The game is introducing a new medallion that can be used once a year for 1,000 coins, which cost about $10 to purchase. And on youtube.com/9to5mac, Jeff Benjamin has 12 Safari tips for iPhone users, so check that out. And now, let's catch up with Trevor at 9to5toys.com.
This weekend's best deals at 9to5toys start with Apple HomePod, which is getting a one-day discount to $235 over at Woot. This is a certified refurbished model down from its usual $349 price tag. This is also one of the best prices we've ever seen on Apple's in-house Siri-enabled smart speaker. Also today only at Amazon in the Gold Box, you can save up to $600 off various MacBook models. The deals start at $1,000, and these MacBooks are also in certified refurbished condition and include a full warranty. And finally, you can bring home Apple's previous generation 12.9-inch iPad Pro for up to $380 off at B&H, with tax savings for shoppers in select states. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. And if you're not yet following us on Twitter, be sure to jump over to our account at 9to5toys and press the follow button.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. And subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.